What's it all for? Ever really wonder what the heck we're doing here? I do. I do every day. I'm not sure we have a path we have to follow. I don't believe everything is preordained. I think it might just be that we're here to learn, be good to others, and to love ourselves. I'm pretty sure it's all about being present and aware of ourselves. I'm now at the point where I wake up in the morning and I ask, what kind of magic and goodness will I experience today? I expect only the best. Then I remember to ask that any lessons I need to learn, please, please be gentle ones. Do I pray? Yes, I do. Is it to anyone in particular? Nope. It's to the universe. It's to whoever will listen. I don't make deals, but I do my best to be clear with my intentions. This alone makes me think, what is it I really want? What do I expect for the day? What do I like for my life? I've learned to ask that whatever my day brings, it is for the most benevolent outcome of all involved. I figure karmically saying something like this can't be a bad thing, right? Like if I'm going to have an awesome day and I'm wishing everyone I come in contact with also have an awesome day, that can't be bad at all. I read a quote from Marcus Aurelius once that stated something like, although our knees are never bent, hourly our prayers are sent. Whether be for good or ill, they register and are answered still. This simple quote resonated with me hard, and it kind of scared me. Or should I say, made me very, very aware. We really need to be careful with our thoughts and our words. We need to think hard about the stories we tell ourselves, the truths we accept for ourselves, and the terrible talking, itty-bitty, shitty committee in our heads. Thank you, Mindy. These are the thoughts and words that control us. The good news, they are also the thoughts and words that we control. Yep, I said it. We are in charge of our thoughts. Really, you say? Because it doesn't feel like that sometimes. I know it doesn't feel like it. It's also way more gratifying to blame someone else. We are human after all. If coming to the conclusion that you are the only one that is fully responsible for your thoughts is a huge stretch, try entertaining the thought that perhaps, just maybe, you might have the ability tucked deep down inside you to change what you think. The gates of speech work great for your thoughts. Ask yourself, is it true? Is it necessary to say? Is it kind to say? Be nice to yourself and check what you tell yourself. Nobody can be you, and you can never be someone else. Love who you are and love every day for the gift of learning and experience all that it is.